This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Supreme Court has formed a five-member high-powered inquiry committee headed by former top court judge Justice R. Subhash Reddy to examine allegations of excessive use of force by police authorities and security personnel against student protesters in Delhi recently and violence against police personnel. A bench of Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joy Mallya Bagchi and V. Mohana said the committee would also comprise former Punjab and Haryana High Court Chief Justice Ravi Shankar Jha, former Delhi High Court Judge Justice Shalinder Kaur, former CBI Director Rishi Kumar Shukla and retired Meghalaya DGP L.R. Bishnoi. The top court clarified that as a matter of abundant caution, the inquiry undertaken by the high-powered inquiry committee shall not be a one-time exercise. It asked the committee to undertake a continuous and periodic assessment of the issues and shall submit its interim findings periodically. The Jharkhand High Court today stayed until further orders the state government's decision to cancel appointments made through the 11th to 13th JPSC civil services examinations and the food safety officer recruitment. Justice Deepak Roshan passed the order while hearing three separate petitions challenging the government's Tuesday notification cancelling the examinations and appointments. The court directed that the selected candidates be reinstated, observing that they could not be removed without following due process and the principles of natural justice. The court sought a response from the state government and the Jharkhand Public Service Commission and fixed 15th of September for the next hearing. The India-Japan Defence Ministers' meeting was held in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart Shinjiro Koizumi co-chaired the meeting. The discussions focused on deepening maritime security, Make in India defence technology and expanding strategic trust. Both ministers signed a memorandum of arrangement on maritime security cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's BRICS chairship is advancing sustainable development through people-centric climate action. Sharing an article written by Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav, the Prime Minister said that India's progress in reducing emissions intensity and expanding non-fossil energy capacity reinforces a sustainable and green approach. Mr. Modi also highlighted the government's focus on measures such as sustainable lifestyles, afforestation, circular economy and community-based adaptation. The government unveiled the Delhi Master Plan 2047 today. The Master Plan provides the long-term spatial, economic and institutional framework to transform Delhi into a globally competitive, environmentally resilient and inclusive capital. It will combine economic dynamism, technological innovation and high standards of livability while preserving its rich historical and cultural heritage. The Master Plan for Delhi 2047, aligned with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047, aims to transform the national capital into a world-class, inclusive and economically vibrant city for nearly 3.2 crore people. Veteran Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP leader Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir was today elected as the country's 23rd president. The 78-year-old leader secured 255 votes in the presidential election held at the Jatiya Sangsad, the country's parliament. He defeated former army officer Oli Ahmed, the candidate backed by 11-party opposition alliance led by the far-right Bangladesh Jamaat-e-Islami and the country's first major student-led political party, National Citizen Party, who received 88 votes. The government today that the actual expenditure under the post-metric scholarship support for scheduled caste students has increased from nearly 5,475 crore rupees in 2023-24 to 6,208 crore rupees in 2025-26. The centrally sponsored scheme of post-metric scholarships for scheduled caste provides financial assistance to eligible students pursuing post-matriculation and post-secondary education. The Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment has informed that since the introduction of direct benefit transfer in 2021-22, the central share of the scholarship amount has been disbursed directly into the Aadhaar-seeded bank accounts of beneficiaries. In badminton, former world champion PV Sindhu has lost to 3-seed Wang Zhiyi, the women's singles pre-quarterfinal match at the BWF World Championships 2026 in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.